علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking inspiration from the third sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which is the sermon called Al-Khutbatu Shikhshakiyya. And inshallah we will discuss about this in more depth. But the whole sermon that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave has a context, and that is, the context was that suddenly people wanted Imam Ali alayhi salam to take over the Khilafah and take the authority of the Islamic governance and become the Khalifa, or rather the leader of the Muslim Ummah. But of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, before discussing about this whole issue and getting into that, explained and gave some, directives on what is the purpose of Islamic governance. And in the previous session, as an introduction, we said that the actual conflict that existed between Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and other individuals was not an individualistic conflict. Rather, it was based on the purpose and aim of those individuals. The purpose and aims of those people who claimed to be leaders. What was their aim and where they wanted to take Islam towards, and what Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind. So it was a conflict of in terms of the aims and objectives, and not the conflict in terms of people and personalities.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say that the conflict was in terms of the aims and objectives, the direction that Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to take, which was opposed to the direction that the other individuals wanted to take, and we say that it was not individualistic, it was not individual based, it was not because of some personal issue. And why we say that is because, notice that there were different, different types of caliphs from the first caliph onwards up to the Umayyad Caliphate and Abbasid Caliphate. We had different caliphs. When we notice that throughout these caliphates, the type of things, the type of you can say, the thought, the basic, you can say, thinking pattern, and the software that existed in the governance of these different individuals was the same. And that is why from the very beginning there was opposition to Imam Ali alayhi salam. There was opposition to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Until the end, they were opposed, and the opposition was there. The animosity existed from the very beginning and afterwards. We see at the time of Muawiyah how he persecuted the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and how him and his son, how they massacred Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And after that, after the Umayyads going away from power, we saw also the other leaders that came, the Abbasids, how they poisoned the Imams, how they treated Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. They burnt his house, they treated him in such a bad way, at the end they poisoned him. Same applied to Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and how he was treated. So we noticed that the issue was not personally based. It was because the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had proposed a system that would take the Muslim community to a certain direction. And that direction was opposed to the direction that the other rulers wanted to take the communities. And this was the actual point of conflict. This was the actual point of opposition and contradiction between the two. The diametrical opposition that exists between these two systems of governance and types of thinking. And this is what kind of separates the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam from other forms of government.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as we said, we noticed that what happened to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the final demise that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam faced was similar, unfortunately. At the time of the earlier caliphs and also at the time of the later caliphs, that shows that the soul, rather, the software or the internal thinking and the kind of philosophy that these rulers had was opposed to that which Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had a very different thinking, had a very pristine thinking when it comes to the governance of the communities. We see that the path of the Ahlul Bayt was one, and that is why their destination and what happened to them was also the same. The forces of evil could not bear the presence of this strong light that was wanting to take the communities in a direction that was divine and full of light. It is for this reason that the enemies of Shia, the enemies of Shiaism, they actually wanted to remove and kind of, pull out the path of Shiaism completely and misguide it, disrupt it, take it away from that direction. Otherwise, if the Ahlul Bayt and the Shias, if the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the Shias would conform with them in their thinking, in the way they wanted to run, in the direction that they wanted to achieve, then of course these individuals would be ready to make them, give them positions, even make them the leaders. It wouldn't be a problem for them. The problem for them was the direction that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wanted to take the communities, the direction that they wanted to the communities to achieve. Yes, on the other hand, also there are people who are power hungry and loved that position. That's also another story, another element to this whole issue. But the actual crux of the issue was the direction that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wanted to take. And that is why it is important for us to discuss this direction, the direction of the governance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the path and the aim that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wanted to take in achieving the objectives of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه